So today, as we celebrate St. Lawrence, there is a special reading for those who have the readings. And that's really what I was focusing on, was the very first reading, where it was a letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians. And it says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. You know, and I think that when you take a look at some of the saints, and today we're with St. Lawrence, and all of us in a spiritual life, you know, I think sometimes when we could do just what we need to do to get by, and we sort of feel good about it, and then wonder why it doesn't, you know, it doesn't speak to us. It doesn't cause conversion in our lives. And that usually what happens is that people who give a lot to the Lord, well, then lots of fruit can be produced from that. And I think sometimes we're pretty skimpy about what we give in terms of the time to the people, to the church, to doing the good that God asks us to do. And he does say, you know, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. You know? And we often will say to some people, well, if faith doesn't mean anything, or spirituality, or maybe even the mass, it's always like, well, you know, you put into it what you get out. And one of the things I don't like about that saying, which I don't say it, is because it's not really about getting things back. However, there is a real truth about that. If you just give God your leftovers of the day, you know, and the time, and then wonder why it's not really speaking to your heart, well, that's because when we take a look at the quality that we offer God, then we don't give him a whole lot to work with. And the challenge that today it talks about that, especially when we deal with the saints, you know, and really pretty much when you look at the saints, they gave everything to the Lord. And that's why they became saints. And it's a challenge, I think, for us when we celebrate something of like a feast day of a saint, to at least question, well, what are we offering to the Lord to do things with? The same kind of farming kind of analogy is found at the beginning of the gospel as well, where it says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it dies and remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. It's the same kind of image of giving to the Lord, you know, dying to ourselves, maybe our own desires, our own wants, and then giving over to the Lord, and that he can then do an amazing thing with it, with what we offer him. So the challenge today, I think, whenever, especially someone like St. Lawrence, you know, who gave his whole life, that's why I wear red, at least causes us to figure out, you know, what are we offering to the Lord? What do we give in terms of him to do the good work that needs to get done in this world, the proclamation of the gospel? You know, because we have to, at least when we hold up those who have given everything, and the gospel is above that, that we at least take some time to reflect on our own offering to God.